Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 7. maja 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, over the waves, the internet waves, of Russin FM. You can also catch our archives, c-rsmedia.org, any time of the day or night. I am Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, May 7th, 2023. We start off today's program with a three-pack of Russian songs. First, we go to Zakarpattia with an instrumental number. Then we stay in Zakarpattia with the Zakarpatsky Narodny Khor from Uzhhorod. Then we travel a little west to Slovakia.
Моє кохання, як зірка рання,
Radio broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. The Society of St. John Chrysostom and their Youngstown Warren chapter present the Zoom lecture, Am I Catholic or Orthodox? It all depends on which army is in town. This will take place, as I said, a Zoom lecture, Thursday, the 11th of May, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This presentation will be given by Jack Fiegel, who is the national president of the Society of St. John Chrysostom. If you are interested in this Zoom lecture from the Society of St. John Chrysostom and their Youngstown Warren chapter on Thursday, May 11th at 7:30 p.m., with Jack Fiegel presenting, Am I Catholic or Orthodox? It all depends on which army is in town. If you are interested, please contact Kathy Kolitsos at this email address. kkolitsos@gmail.com. That's Kathy. kkolitsos@gmail.com. And a link will be sent to you for the Zoom meeting. Next, we're going to go to the golden oldies of Lemko Radio. These are two recordings from the Lemko recordings back in the 1920s, which I now realize is 100 years ago. It's amazing that back in the 1920s, they were able to make these records, Lemko's from the homeland, and still have them preserved and available for use today. On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate birthdays of two prominent Russians who were integral in the creation of Russian literature, as well as the codification of the Russian language, and who both have, unfortunately, left us. The first is Maria Maltsovska. Maria was born on May 5, 1951, in Urusklyi Potok, which is part of the county of Snina, in the Upper Zemplin region. In 1975, she graduated from the University of Pavel Shafarik in Košice and her philosophical faculty in Brešov. Maria worked as an editor of the Ukrainian magazine Druzhnov Pered and published several collections of stories in the Ukrainian language. At the beginning of the 1990s, she welcomed the revival of Russians, and since 1991, since the founding of the organization Rusinska Obroda and their periodical Narodne Novinka, she has been member of the editorial staff of that periodical. In the Russian language, she published collections of stories, one of the more famous ones being Under the Russian Sky, Pid Rusinskim Nebom. Maria also had published many other publications, literature, books, magazine articles, paper articles, and even after her death, a collection of the most beautiful stories from her previous books was published under the title The Most Beautiful Tale, Najkrajsha Pripovedka. This book was collected and printed by Dr. Kvetoslava Koporova. In Maria's works, typical lyrical realism, she concentrates her attention on the description of the rural life, mainly on the life and experiences of a wife in modern society. In 1999, she became the laureate of the Alexander Duchnovich Prize for Russian Literature, being the first Russian writer in Slovakia to win that award. She passed away September 25th, 2010, in Brešov. I remember Maria quite well when I studied there in 1993. Her, along with Dr. Kvetoslava Koporova, Kvetka, Anna Plishkova, as well as Sasha Zozulak, were very helping to me as I was researching not only Russian history, but culture and music and dance. And Maria was one of a kind, especially with her literature. The second birthday we have of a famous Russian who it was very integral in the codification of the language is Yuri Apanko. Yuri was born May 3rd, 1933 in my home village, well, my home village where the Poloka family comes from, Rokitio Kolo Humenoho. He was a linguist, university teacher, and one of the main creators and codifiers of the Russian language in Slovakia. He finished his high school in Humene, studied Ukrainian and Russian philology, and taught at the secondary school in Stara Ljubovnia and at the Faculty of Arts at the University of Pavel Shafarik in Brešov. There he taught Russian language and literature and was also a doctorate in the candidate of sciences. He wrote more than 100 professional studies, co-authored 3 textbooks, scripts, Russian grammar, and a Russian dictionary. In 1992, he was the author of the Russian Orthographic Standards and co-author of the Rules of Russian Orthography and Orthographic Dictionary, as well as author of a Russian, Russian, Ukrainian, Slovak, Polish Dictionary of Linguistic Terminology. After retirement, he published in the Russian newspapers, magazines, as well as the Russian Literary Almanac. He was a compiler, a language editor, and member of the editorial board of several issues of the Russian Literary Almanac. He published the first part of the Slovak-Russian Dictionary, and the second part of this was published in 2015. Yuri died June 22, 2017, in the village of Uryabina in Staroljubovnya County. May both the memories of Maria Maltsovska and Yuri Panko be remembered for their contribution to Russian literature and language. Vichnaya Yich Pamyat. Next, we go to the Slavyani Folk Ensemble. This was recorded live during one of our concerts. Don't remember what year it was, maybe 2013 or 14. And it comes from our Lemko set. And the name of the song is Zarajte mi hushli, Zarajte mi basa, which is play for me violin, play for me bass. And what you'll know about this song is that it starts in a waltz tempo, 3-4, and then we drop it down into 2-4 or polka melody. Enjoy!
Sorry, Moja paro, bo čok ne bolo mi pare, dok je me ljuboval, divča biloj tvari. Hej, dok je me ljuboval, hej, dok je me ljuboval, dok je me ljuboval, divča biloj tvari. A jak ja započal dziewczatko ljubiti, poczala mi krasa, zlička opadati. Hej, frajirka mi hruba, hej, a ja ne paruju, chłopcia dam do szkole, a sam si ja zrewuju. Hej, frajirka mi hruba, hej, a ja ne paruju, chłopcia dam do szkole, sam si ja zverbuju. Nahoriju! Ja dam učiti, ej za pana takoho, že ma mama radist, tvoja mila s njoho. Ej chlopci, ja dam učiti, ej za pana takoho, že ma mama radist, tvoja mila s njoho.
And mine, they had a plan to to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours. For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. The Carpathia Rosen Society is pleased to announce again this year, applications are now open for the 2023 Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. The Carpathia Rosen Society is proud to announce that applications for the 2023 Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship are now open. This scholarship is designed to recognize and provide financial assistance to an outstanding Carpathia Rosen student who is attending or will be attending a college, community college, or accredited technical or scientific institution. The Carpathia Rosen Society recognizes the importance of investing in education, and we are committed to assisting students who themselves are members of the Carpathia Rosen Society or who would advance the Carpathia Rosen culture, language, or tenets of the Carpathia Rosen Society. The scholarship recognizes the excellent contributions that our people have made, as well as accelerate the advancement of our young Carpathia Rosen population. If you are a member of the Carpathia Rosen Society and are interested, please contact Sharon Jarrow at this email address, shangp@rcn.com. That's Sharon, shangp@rcn.com. The application deadline is May 31st. If you have trouble with that email address, get in touch with me and I can get in touch with Sharon for you. So contact me as well at 412-877-9351 and I can get you Sharon's information. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinyu America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpathia Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Rusin FM for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpathia Rosen Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org, and don't forget to listen to Rosen FM any time of the day or night. Either go to your computer, log into your favorite browser and type in rusin.fm, or go to your smartphone's application store and look for Rusin FM. They have wonderful Rusin broadcasting. I listen to it all the time. Not just plugging it, but I've listened to it even before I was broadcasting on this radio station. So listen to Rusin FM any time of the day or night. Rusin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tujden. Zbohom.
Голос Русинів Америка.